children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, Saving Kids. And we help families that are struggling with all mental health issues, including addictions. We help in all different ways, such as support groups. We have a helpline. We're referral agencies. We're in the schools, in your children's schools, doing programs. If you would like Mass to bring a speaker to the PTA in the school, to a program, to your young adults, to talk about prevention or any at-risk behavior topics, including addictions, please call our confidential helpline, 718-758-0400. Write down our number. Maybe it's for yourself, someone in your family, a loved one, or someone you sit next to in shul. Again, 718-758-0400. Communities really play a crucial role in addressing mental illness and addiction. And by talking openly about these issues, we can reduce stigma and connect people to treatment. And tonight, we have with us a very dear friend and colleague from an amazing program that I visited just this holiday over Pesach in Florida. I visited the program and was very, very impressed. And that is Next Chapter. And we have with us Mr. Abe Antin, the clinical director and CEO of Next Chapter, and Ryan Swab, the program director and mental health counselor. Welcome, both of you, tonight. Thank you for being on our radio show.
Thank you for having both of us.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thank you so much to Mask for having us on. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Next Chapter, for those people that have not heard about Next Chapter yet, I'd like you to tell my listeners where you're located, what is Next Chapter's rehab about, and the ages, please. Can you give me a little background, please?
Sure. Next Chapter, it's a residential program. We're located in Delray Beach, Florida. And we're a very small program. We have a capacity for 18 clients, adults, so men ranging from the ages of 18 and up. And we treat addiction, mental health, and trauma. We are definitely a trauma-focused program. We see addiction and other issues through the lens of trauma, and it's We're pretty specific as far as the way that we do our treatment.
Right, and for our listeners, what age do you accept in your program?
I'm sorry?
What are the ages you accept? From what age? 18?
From ages 18 and up. We actually have two different residences, so we have a residence for clients that are 18 to 28. And then we have a residence from 28 and up. So we have clients, currently we have clients as old as 60, and we have clients as young as 18.
And shall I say that I was quite impressed with those homes. They were beautiful, Whoever I met is happy to be there working the program and getting the services that they need in order to lead healthy lives and be in recovery. So, you know, Abe, I'm just wondering one thing. There are so many different rehabs. What makes Next Chapter so professional there? What makes you so different than other rehabs, in your opinion?
I think that a few of the things that really separate us from other programs is our size and the amount of specialized, licensed clinicians that we have treating such a small group of men. It really allows us, you know, you hear a lot about treatment centers talking about being individualized, but a lot of programs, you know, have 50, 60, 100 beds. As individualized as they say they want to be, they just can't. There's just a different feeling here. It's a very family-like environment. All of the therapists know all of the clients and all of their families. It's just a very unique, special experience here. I think the other thing that really makes us different, and I'm going to let Ryan talk a little bit about, you know, the trauma piece and how we treat trauma, which is special as well. But the other piece is our attention to the family. You know, most programs out there, the good programs, the families maybe are updated on a weekly basis. And that's really a clinical update about their loved one's progress. At Next Chapter, we really do family treatment. We have what way beyond a family program. Families are assigned their own therapist, a Next Chapter therapist, who from the beginning of the process, the therapist is really working with the family around some of their own issues, separate from what their loved ones are experiencing. But really helping the family take a look at, you know, how the dynamic maybe is acting in a dysfunctional way. And we really believe that without treating the family, you know, the work that you do with the loved one in treatment, once they return to that system, a lot of that can really become undone. So there's a real heavy emphasis on the work that that we want our families to do. Ryan, do you want to talk a little bit about how we treat trauma?
Sure. No, it starts with really how we view addiction, and that could be addiction from to substances, to alcohol, or addiction to what we call processes, which could be food, it could be gambling, could be sex and love. We really view those addictions as a solution to something. There's some stressor in life that comes from a wound that has somebody not be able to participate in life in a way without being aided by the addictive behaviors. And those addictive behaviors allow them to really solve that problem of stress and not be so anxious or not feel the problem so deeply. So, you know, we need to simultaneously treat the addiction and get that under control. But if we don't look at what the ending is, the underlying issues, then people will just return to that, or they'll switch addictions. Maybe they'll go from alcohol to food, or from drugs to sex. So we really want to identify the wounding that happens specifically when someone grows up, and we call that trauma. Now, we do get people who come here that have suffered significant impactful trauma, accidents, been in combat, you know, terrorist attacks, been sexually abused, all of those things, and those are definitely impactful. We look even beyond or before that and really looking at what we call relational trauma, which is just the circumstances and conditions in life that kind of set us up to react to life in a certain way. And a lot of that happens in our families of origin. It's not about blaming the parents, and that's why we do family treatment, because the parents come into a relationship with their own histories, and they become parents with their own histories. So they parent in a way through their own wounding and their own trauma. So we're really trying to identify what has shaped these, at the time, boys to grow up to be men, that when they did face problems in life, they reacted to it in a way that maybe is harming them or harming their relationships, and I mean the addictive behaviors. So we're really constantly looking at what's the underlying issue, what's the relational trauma that set them up to be living the lives that they're living now. And when we can unlock that, we can really help them build lives that have them live fully. This is not about, you know, identifying an addiction and saying, you know, you have to, you can't live a certain way for the rest of your life. It's like, how can I really live life? And we really examine that with the guys.
Very important that the family is involved. As we know, MASC is mothers and fathers along saving kids all ages. MASC does from first grade prevention, mental health issues, possibly elementary age, all the way into teenage years, married, young adults, all the way to 65 years old. So it could be any age, any stage. MASC is there for the families to deal with these issues. And Next Chapter is a very wonderful, wonderful choice for inpatient rehab when faced with trauma and addiction. I would like to give out the number for Next Chapter, please. Abe, can you give out the number, please?
Yeah. Our admission line is 561-563-8407. If you can't get a hold of anyone there, you can call this number, and it's my direct number, which is 561-777-0226.
So, again, that's Abe and team and Ryan Swab that we have on with us from Next Chapter. And anyone interested in meeting with Next Chapter, you can come and meet them in person at our MASC event in conjunction with Terra Psychology. We are presenting a Viktor Frankl conference sponsored by Interborough and LSA, Awakening Greatness in Children and Transforming the Intense Child. Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson will be speaking, and Howard Glasser, the founder of the Nurtured Heart Approach, and we will be showcasing treatment centers, and Next Chapter will be there. Anyone that wants to meet with them, feel free to come Sunday, April 29th, the Parent Track is 10:30 to 2. You can go online to MASC Parents, MASKPARENTS.org to register, and anyone that pre-registers will be getting a free book from Howard Glasser, a free book. So register online. And the professional track, where you can get 6.5 CEU credits from 9 to 5, register at TorahPsychology.org. There will be a free naloxone training and free kits given out at this event Sunday, April 29th at Congregation Beth Torah, 1061 Ocean Parkway. Again, our number is 718-758-0400. And this event is in memory of Malki Klein, Ben Avram Shalom Klein. I'd like to go back to Ryan. Ryan, I would like our listeners to understand relapse. Detox actually first and then relapse. There are some families that call, you know, and they say, my child went into detox and came home after a few days and now is relapsing, and we want to send him back. And at MASC, we know that's not the route one takes. So for my listeners, can you talk about detox and relapse, please?
Yeah, detox is really, it's really like if you had a really bad injury, or like you were in a car accident, you know, detox would be the equivalent of going to the emergency room and then stopping the bleeding. You know, once they stop all the bleeding, then maybe they can get in and, you know, fix the organs that need to be fixed, or the bones that need to be fixed. You know, detox is really, it's almost just like the tip of the spear. You know, it's what allows people to stop, really stop the bleeding in that metaphor. You know, they're not under the influence. Because when they're under the influence, people can't really get sober. They're using, whether it's drugs or alcohol, their mind is in an altered state. And before we can get underneath and really solve the issues that are driving it, we need to, you know, get them off of the substances they're on. Now, that doesn't mean they're sober. That just means they're not using. And most people, if they really, or all that actually do suffer from the disease of addiction, if they just stop and don't do any work underneath it, they'll start again. Maybe they won't start right away. Maybe they'll start with something else. Maybe they'll move from something that looks really bad like heroin to just drinking wine. But that tends to lead them back to the same place again and again. It becomes, if you just go to detox without doing anything else, it's a revolving door. And it'll keep people in kind of everlasting suffering. Detox is just the start. You know, they're not trained in detox to do anything but basically get you off of the chemicals or the alcohol or whatever substances is that you're on so that you can be at a place that's ready to start doing actual treatment. Detox is not treatment. Detox is simply the door into treatment, and it's a very important step. But when someone goes to detox, it's very important at that point to start asking the questions, what's next? If you're answering the question, what's next, by their going home, you're in big trouble, or that person is. It's got to be what's next in a continuum of care that's going to get them on a track to be living a life that they don't need to choose substances, alcohol, sex, food, gambling, whatever it is that has them in that place. Does that answer your question, Rukama?
Yes. And what about relapse? Somebody comes to your program. How long is your program for my listeners? Can you describe the program? They're going to call up your number. Again, please give out your number, please.
So the number again is 561-563-8407. If you can't reach anyone there, feel free to call my direct number, which is 561-777-0226. So if somebody were to call, we would, you know, gather as much information as possible about the client, obviously what substances they're using. If they're using substances, we don't only take clients that are using substances. We take clients that are, you know, have experienced trauma, and as the result of that trauma are struggling from depression or anxiety or PTSD or other addictions. So we would do a thorough, as much of an assessment as we can on the phone, and we'd find out what is, you know, what the issues are. We would determine if the client needed to be medically detoxed. So if they were addicted to opioids, heroin, some kind of opiate pills, Xanax, alcohol, we would make the determination that that client would need to be medically detoxed. We happen to work closely with a detox in our area, so what we would recommend is for that client to, you know, fly here, and we would get them into the detox here, and then they'd go door to door from the detox to us. In my experience, when that's not the plan, if there is a stop, a layover, if the client leaves detox and goes home, there's a strong likelihood that the client will not go to treatment. You know, something happens to the addict when they are removed from the drug and they're no longer physically dependent on that drug, and then they leave and they go home. They often can have the mindset of, oh, I'm okay, I can handle this. And that's a really dangerous place. What makes that even more dangerous for an opiate addict is that they haven't used in 5-7 days and their tolerance goes down. That's where we see a lot of overdoses, you know, an accidental overdose, because a client, once they leave detox, they're tolerance is down. They use the same amount that they used when they came into detox, and that can be fatal. So it's really important that they're going from detox straight to treatment.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, it's terrible. I mean, even losing one child, one person for cholesterol is just huge for anybody. And unfortunately, I must say that there's been over 150 deaths in the last year and a half. And, I mean, we must take this serious, more serious than we have been. And MASK is, you know, it's our 21st year, Abe, and over 47,000 wow. families have reached out to MASK.
That's really amazing.
And, you know, Baruch Hashem, thank God, the families pick up a phone, they have courage, and we offer them hope and guidance. And there's no one-size-fits-all form for treatment. People have unique substance misuse problems, and they respond differently to similar forms of treatment, even when they're using the same substance. So people with substance use disorders, they need an array of treatment and services that are tailored to address your unique needs. And I want my listeners to know that Next Chapter is a very tailored program. Each person that is at Next Chapter has a staff literally around them, helping them. Can you tell my listeners what a schedule is like in the program on a regular day, please?
Sure. You know, they.
You know, how many? But how many times do they get to see a therapist? Is there a psychiatrist? The mental health piece.
Yeah, we have programming throughout the week, and they spend a lot of time together on the weekend. But during the week is most of our clinical program. They meet with our medical director and psychiatrist at least once a week. He's very involved. So if there's something that needs to be done in between, he's involved. They meet in their caseload group with their primary therapist at least four times a week. Then they're in groups every day in the afternoon and in the morning that we don't have the primary therapist. They also will meet individually with their primary therapist a minimum of one time a week. Most of our guys see their therapist individually, you know, one to three times per week. If they need something, we're always available. We have where they live, there's a residential staff who all through the night takes notes on what they do, you know, finds out what their needs are, and they're able to email the clinical team 24 hours a day to find out. So we're aware of what's going on and if there's any needs that that are anything that's necessary that we can do. We also really make sure that as far as being individualized, that we take people of all religions, and we want to make sure that they're able to, you know, still practice their religions while they're here. And related to Judaism, we offer they can eat kosher while they're here. They can go to Shabbos on Fridays, and that's all if they're, you know, they're well and it's safe for them to do that. But we really want to make sure that they're able to have that part of their life too.
Right, and Rabbi Kessler works with you. Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah, Rabbi Kessler works right. closely with us.
Right, very.
Yeah, they're able to spend
Rabbi
the Sabbath Kessler. There.
And yes, and you will allow them to go to Rabbi Kessler's home with a counselor, of course, for the Shabbos meal and for the praying,
yep.
correct?
They can spend, if it's clinically appropriate and it's safe, they can spend the whole Shabbos there. We drop them off Friday before Shabbos, and then we pick them up on Matzah Shabbos from Rabbi Kessler's house. They can do Yom Tovim as well that way. And we have a kosher supermarket here called Glick's, where they're able to get all of their kosher food. So they don't
wow.
have to compromise their religious beliefs in any way.
That which is amazing, because families are concerned with that and the kosher kitchen.
Sure.
And
sure.
it's comforting to parents to know that their loved one will be in a program where they have a rabbi, they have access to Shabbos, if their child, their loved one, their wife, their husband, or any family member chooses to go for Shabbos or eat kosher, that is available. And they are very strict about making sure that whatever religious needs, whether it's praying, eating, or whatever it is, Shabbos, Next Chapter is on the same page as from community. So I want to thank you both Abe and Ryan for being on with me. And I'm actually looking forward to seeing you again at Masks event on April 29th at Congregation Beth Torah, 1061 Ocean Parkway. Go online, all my listeners. You get a free book if you pre-register maskparents.org, and any professional that wants to meet with Next Chapter as well, so that you know where you're referring your clients to, join us at our program, whether you attend the track for professionals or just come to speak to Next Chapter. They will be there waiting to speak to you from 9 to 5. And any professional, you can just sign on to TorahPsychology.org and register for the Howard Glasser Nurtured Heart Approach program, and the parents to listen to Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson as well. Abe, Ryan, it's always wonderful speaking with you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at our program. And can you just give out to my listeners Next Chapter's number once again, please?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it. And I look forward to meeting anybody that's at that event on Sunday. Our number again is 561-563-8407 or 561-777-0226. Thank you.
And again, we will be showcasing treatment centers from across the United States, free naloxone trainings for parents and professionals. So if you have a loved one that you want to get a free training for naloxone or a free kit, come to our program on Sunday. There is no charge for it. Parents, come listen to Rabbi Jacobson, listen to Howard Glasser, meet with Next Chapter and several other treatment centers from around the United States so that you can be educated and help those that may need a program, in a loved one in your family. And if you'd like to listen to any of the radio shows that we've had in the past, feel free to go on our website, maskparents.org, and you can donate to continue in Mask reaching out to the community for the awareness and doing radio shows like this. So I want to thank you again, Abe and Ryan, regards to your staff, and looking forward to seeing you. And I want to wish all my listeners have a wonderful evening and a beautiful Shabbos. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Now you can explore Jewish history and heritage traveling the world's great waterways. Kosher River Cruises, the only kosher all-inclusive luxury five-star cruise, combines the luxury and ease of riverboat cruising with exciting and educational land touring and delicious glatt kosher cuisine prepared by Chef Malcolm Green. Whether you're interested in discovering Jewish history and heritage along the world's great waterways, or just looking to sit back and relax from the comfort of your floating hotel, just watching the scenery pass you by, then this is the tour for you. It includes daily touring, education, lecture, entertainment programs, plus so much more. 2018 cruises include Vietnam and Cambodia, June 18th, Portugal and Spain, July 31st, and join me, Zev Brenner, on the Danube. Budapest to Prague, commemorating the life of Simon Wiesenthal with the Simon Wiesenthal Center of Rabbi Marvin Heyer, Rabbi Abraham Cooper, and Rabbi Meir May, October 22nd. New for 2019, Brazil. Visit us at kosherrivercruise.com for more information and cruise details. That's kosherrivercruise.com. I look forward to sailing with you.
Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW.
TCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.